Khalifa was a Thani Rahmatullahi. When he too left this world, then Hazrat Maulana Abrar al-Haq sahab connected himself with Maulana Muhammad Ahmad sahab Pratap Ghari Rahmatullahi, also of Allahabad, and used to consult with him. When we were in Hardoi, we had the good fortune of making ziyarat Maulana Muhammad Ahmad sahab Pratap Ghari. Hazrat Maulana Abrar al-Haq sahab Rahmatullahi used to sometimes invite him to the madrasa. Very, very old, he needed help to get around. We had the good fortune of assisting him with wudu, pouring water on his feet. So we had the good fortune of meeting this akabir. When Maulana Muhammad Ahmad sahab Pratap Ghari passed away, then Hazrat Maulana Abrar al-Haq sahab rahmatullahi connected himself spiritually with his ustaz, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya sahab rahmatullahi. And when he too passed away, then too, he connected himself finally to Mufti Mahmud Hassan sahab Gangohi rahmatullahi, who was also his ustaz, a spiritual connection too. And he also studied in Saharanpur under the tutelage of Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Hassan sahab Gangohi rahmatullahi. Hazrat Mufti sahab rahmatullahi had students of real note, of very high standing, high caliber. Maulana Abrar al-Haq sahab rahmatullahi was his student. In Saharanpur, Hazrat Maulana Qari Siddiq Ahmad sahab Bhandwi rahmatullahi was also his student of Mufti sahab rahmatullahi. Mufti sahab rahmatullahi really valued these two students of his because of their piety. Many a time he would say in his majalis that when people go and visit kings of certain countries, as a token of respect, they are expected to take some gift of value for the king. So the Mufti sahab used to say that on the day of Qiyamah, when we are resurrected before the king of all kings, before Allah Ta'ala, if Allah Ta'ala has to ask me, what have you brought to present before me? Mufti sahab used to say, I will present these two gentlemen, Maulana Abrar al-Haq sahab rahmatullahi and Hazrat Maulana Qari Siddiq Ahmad sahab Bandwi rahmatullahi, that this will be my presentation in the court of the king in the akhirat, that I made an effort on these two students and I nurtured them spiritually as well. Maulana Qari Siddiq Ahmad sahab rahmatullahi wa khalifa was Maulana Asadullah sahab, Nazim sahab of Saharanpur, also a khalifa of Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi, but he was a student of Hazrat Mufti sahab rahmatullahi. After the demise of Maulana Asadullah sahab rahmatullahi, he too used to consult with the Mufti sahab rahmatullahi. So that's why Mufti sahab used to say on the day of Qiyamah, if I am asked by Allah Ta'ala, what have you brought, I will present these two students in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many other great ulama were the students of the Mufti sahab rahmatullahi. People like Hazrat J. Maulana Inamul Hassan sahab rahmatullahi was also a student in Saharanpur of the Mufti sahab rahmatullahi. And also I stand to correction, but if I recall, the earlier Hazrat Ji, Maulana Yusuf Sahib Kanlavi Rahmatullahi, was also a student of Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi. He was obviously the son of Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullahi, the reviver of the movement of Tabligh. His son was Maulana Yusuf Sahib Hazrat Ji Rahmatullahi. In fact, Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi spent quite some time going out in the path of Allah in Jamaat, in the company of Maulana Ilyas sahab rahmatullahi. So later when Maulana Yusuf sahab rahmatullahi graduated as an alim, and he was a brilliant alim, he was not too much inclined towards the work of Dawat and Tabligh. So Hazrat Mufti sahab rahmatullahi was summoned by Maulana Ilyas sahab rahmatullahi that I have a concern about my son, that he seems to be more inclined towards academic activities. That is why Maulana Yusuf sahab rahmatullahi wrote beautiful books. He wrote a commentary on Tahawi Sharif, a book of hadith. He wrote the famous Hayatul Sahaba, which is read out in practically all the tablighi marakis of the world. So he had brilliant academic capabilities. He was not too much inclined towards work of Dawat and Tabligh. So Maulana Ilyas sahab rahmatullahi summoned the Mufti sahab rahmatullahi and instructed him that you make an effort on my son. Get him involved in the work of Dawat and Tabligh. And it was through the efforts of the Mufti sahab rahmatullahi that Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Kanlavi Rahmatullahi eventually got involved in the work of Dawat and Tamligh. And not only that, after the demise of his father, he became the second Hazrat Ji. Mewati is to refer to the Amir of Tamligh as Hazrat Ji. So he was the second Hazrat Ji at Nizamuddin. So this was also a product of Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi. An interesting incident took place when Hazrat Ji Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullahi became involved in the work of Dawat and Tabligh. On one occasion, in those days, as Mufti Sahib was teaching in Kanpur, which is in the UP province, one is Khanpur, where Mufti Ahmad Sahib Khanpuri comes from. That is in Gujarat. But that is Kanpur. This is in the UP province. The same madrasa, Jamiul Ulum, where Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullahi once taught, Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi also was appointed an ustaz in that madrasa in Kanpur. So one time they heard that Hazrat Ji Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullahi was returning from an ijtima in Calcutta by train. And the train journey was such, the train had to pass the Kanpur station as well. So Hazrat Mufti Sahib and many people of the town in Kanpur of the city found out Hazrat Ji is going to be passing by our city. So it's an opportunity, it's a big station. The train normally stops there for a longer duration, 20 minutes, half an hour. So it's an opportunity to go in, make musafa, greet Hazrat Ji Rahmatullahi. Mufti Sahib himself, even though he made the effort on Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullahi, his student, yet because of now the position, lofty status of Hazrat Ji Rahmatullahi, and because of the humility of Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he too went to the crowd, onto the platform, waiting for the train to arrive, to greet Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullahi Hazrat Ji. When the train stopped at the platform, all the people rushed to the coach in which Hazrat Ji was seated to make musafa. His gaze fell on Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi. And he said to the people, no musafa now. I see Mufti Sahib there. I have some questions to ask him. Some fatwas I need to take from him. So Mufti Sahib was requested to go on to the coach. He said next to Hazrat Ji Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullahi, whatever questions Hazrat Ji needed to ask, he asked Hazrat Mufti Sahib. Mufti Sahib replied to his questions. Then the people were allowed to come and make musafa, greet Hazrat Ji Rahmatullahi. When the train was about to depart, Hazrat Ji Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullahi said to Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi, in a sort of a joking manner, that you are a very shrewd person. You got me trapped in this work of Dawat and Tabligh, and you slipped out of it. So the Mufti Sahib replied that leave some people in one corner of the madrasa to do research and extract, find out masail of deen. If I was not involved in this work of learning and teaching, issuing fatawa, then who would you have asked this masail that you asked me when I got onto the train? You queried these issues from me. So leave me in one corner of the madrasa so that I can continue my work of research and issuing fatawa, etc. So Hazrat Ji merely smiled and then the train departed from that station. So this was the caliber of Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi, great personality. When we sit with him, if anyone did anything contrary to Sharia, Hazrat Mufti Sahib immediately reproach and rebuke the person. One young alim, who was also a student of Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi, for some reason or the other, he became habitual of drinking water with the left hand, which is contrary to the sunnah. So once he was sitting down with Hazrat Mufti Sahib on the dastarkhan, and he caught hold of the glass with the left hand, that day Hazrat Mufti Sahib very politely advised him, that listen, this is not the way to drink water. It is contrary to the sunnah. Hold the glass in the right hand. So he did as he was told. But because of his habit, after a few days, again on the same dastarkhan, again he caught hold of the glass with the left hand. Hazrat Mufti Sahib this time sternly told him that were you not told that this is contrary to the sunnah? So immediately he took the glass in his right hand. Then on a third occasion, the same young alim, again taking the glass in his left hand, this time Hazrat gave him a huge slap. Such a slap, he says, till today I never forgot the sunnah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of drinking with the right hand. On one occasion, as Mufti Sahib noticed someone drinking water, taking the glass, like many people also tend to do. They hold the glass with the left hand, but they support it with the right hand, this way, and then they drink water. And they assume that we are drinking with the right hand. Whereas you are holding it with the left hand, you're merely supporting it with the right hand, so you are in effect drinking with the left hand, not the right hand. So Hazrat Mufti Sahib corrected that person, that hold the glass in the right hand. So he replied, Hazrat, I'm taking into account the efforts of the ladies in the kitchen, that we eat with the right hand, the glass will get soiled with the food, they have more of the glass to clean up. So in order to keep the glass clean, I hold it in the left hand and merely give support with the right hand. So the Mufti Sahib said to him, that is the glass, washing of the glass more important to you, or is the sunnah of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi more important to you? Whether you hold it in the way you are holding, or whether you hold it in the right hand, either way, the lady is still going to wash the glass in the kitchen. So why do you sacrifice the sunnah of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So in this way, Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah used to correct many, many people. Hazrat Mufti Sahib was a very unique personality also. As far as generosity also is concerned, on one occasion, a beggar came to the door. Hazrat Mufti Sahib called one student and took out a 100 rupee note and told him, give it to the beggar. So in those days, 100 rupees was considered a large sum of money. It's like someone giving 100 rand today to a beggar. So the student thought that Hazrat Mufti Sahib's purport was that I must go to one of the nearby shops and convert this 100 rupee note, make some loose change, and give a few rupees to the beggar. Return the balance to Hazrat Mufti Sahib. So he did that according to his understanding. He gave a few rupees to the beggar after converting it into change, small change. And the balance of it, maybe he gave 10 rupees to the beggar, the balance 90 rupees, he brought back, returned to Hazrat Mufti Sahib. Mufti Sahib asked him, what's this? He said, Hazrat, I thought maybe you didn't have loose change in your pocket, you gave the 100 rupee note, not to give the whole amount, but to convert it into loose change and give it. Hazrat Mufti Sahib said, if that was the case, I would have given you loose change. My intention was to give the entire 100 rupee to that person. Why did you not do so? But now the beggar was gone. So as Mufti Sahib used to assist many needy students also. This student also was in need. Hazrat said to him, okay, you keep the balance, 90 rupees, that is for you. On one occasion, a person came to Hazrat Mufti Sahib's door. What a sad story. Today also we find on the streets people with amazing sad stories, and they want to extract money. So this person came with a unique story. He said that his mother or some close relative had passed away, and he had no money for the kafan to enshroud the mother in. So he came begging for some financial assistance to purchase a kafan. Hazrat Mufti Sahib asked him, how much does the kafan cost? He gave the amount. Hazrat Mufti Sahib took out the exact amount and gave it over to him, which was quite a considerable sum of money. Onlookers, when this man went away, said to Hazrat, Hazrat, you did not even investigate the matter. Was he speaking the truth or speaking a lie? Hazrat Mufti Sahib replied that I immediately sized up the situation. I knew 100% this man is speaking a lie. He's concocted the story. Because if a person loses his mother, he will not be so calm and composed. He will have a sad look on his face. This man was very, very calm. So I put 2 and 2 together that he has fabricated the story. So this put the people into even more amazement. They said to Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Hazrat, if you knew that he is lying, why did he give such a huge sum of money? Hazrat replied, I gave it in shukr out of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala did not put me into this predicament, that I have to go from door to door to beg for kafan money for my mother or for some relative. So because Allah ta'ala saved me from this situation, out of shukr and gratitude, even though I knew the man was lying, I gave him the sum of money. This was as a Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi, staying in the company of these pious personalities, you get a lot to learn. At the same time, as a Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi was also very sharp-witted. Sometimes he needed to give someone a drubbing, panel beating, he would do that as well. One Ghair Muqallid once came to us, Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi. And these people, Ghair Muqallid is a person who doesn't follow any of the four Imams. Instead he follows his whims and desires. And they have it, when they shake hands with someone, they only extend one hand. Like the Jews and Christians do. Sunnah is to give two hands. When you make musafa, shake hands with someone. Imam Bukhari Rahmatullah in Kitab al-Istidhan, he has tabled a chapter there where he emphasizes the sunnah of shaking hands using two hands. So there he explains the sunnah of musafa, and then the chapter Babul Akhdi bil Yadain, that when you make musafa, to hold with both hands. Under the chapter, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah relates the hadith where Abdullah bin Masood radhiyallahu came to meet Nabi Sa'asim. And Abdullah bin Masood radhiyallahu says, Kaffi bayna kaffay, that my hand was within both the palms of Nabi Sa'asim. He gave both the hands to shake hands. So nevertheless, this Ghair Muqallid came to Azam Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi, extended one hand only to make musafa. Azam Mufti Sahib's habit was to shake with two hands according to the sunnah. But this man was scared that Hazrat Mufti Sahib might grab the other hand also. So he placed the other hand behind his back and gave one hand only to make musafa. Hazrat, before he made musafa, he went first around the back of this person to see what's happening at the back. So he asked Hazrat Mufti Sahib, aap kya dekh rahe? What are you looking at? So Hazrat said, main dekh raha hoon ki dusra haath kis khidmat mein mashghool hai. That what I'm looking is what is your other hand, in what service is your other hand engaged in at the back? Maybe scratching something. So Hazrat Mufti Sahib cut him down to size immediately. This was the word of Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi. Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi also used to relate many humorous incidents. These pious personalities, they sometimes relate these incidents in order to hide their piety. Because these people did not want to give the impression to the people that I am a wali of Allah, a very pious person. So that's why Hazrat Mufti Sahib also used to relate many of these humorous anecdotes. Sometimes, like I mentioned the other day, of the Pathans, sometimes of the Sardarjis. Sardarjis are Sikhs in India, non-Muslims. They're known as Sardarjis. So Hazrat used to relate many incidents. Like one Sardarji, he reached the platform of the train station when the train was already departing. He had this bag in his hand, running, huffing and puffing, and someone at the doorway of one of the coaches assisted him, pulled him onto the coach. So he also acceded, he went onto the coach. Then, all of a sudden, he went very pale. The person that assisted him asked him, what's happening? He said, no, I wasn't supposed to travel on this train. I came to leave another person onto the train, but he was slow. I was running fast. You took me on and left my passenger behind. So these were the Sardarjis. On one occasion, one Sardarji traveling on a train, he was headed towards Delhi. Delhi was in the eastern direction. Bombay is completely in the opposite direction, western, west of India. So nevertheless, this Sardarji Sikh traveling on the train stopped at a certain station, and it stopped for a little while. He thought, let me get off, get some refreshments, get a cup of tea or something. So he went to get a cup of tea, not realizing the train had already left the station. He missed the train, but in that train's place, another train came after a little while, proceeding in the opposite direction towards Bombay. His destination was Delhi. On the same platform, a train headed in the opposite direction came and stood there for a little while. Many of the trains all look alike. He thought, this is my train. He got onto that train. The train took off. And the trains in India, they have berths on top berth, bottom berth. If you want to lie down, sleep, you can lie there, lie down in the bottom berth. So this Sardarji climbed onto the top berth, and he lay down for a little while. When the train was moving, he sparked up a conversation with the person on the bottom berth. And he asked him, where are you going to? The man replied, I'm going to Bombay. So he scratched his head. He said, look at the advance of technology. One train, one berth going to Bombay, the other berth going to Delhi. Whereas obviously he was going in the wrong direction. As the Mufti Sahib used to relate many of the incidents, this was in order to hide their piety. So nevertheless, Sitting in the company of these people reminds us of our akhirat, that we have to make this final journey. We have to go into the qabr too. And for that reason, we were reading out this Remembrance of Death book compiled on the instruction of Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi. And as I mentioned, it was for the sake of these two poems in Arabic that Hazrat Shaykh had this book published. The one poem we heard the other day, this is the other poem also in Arabic, also depicting life, the temporary life of this world and the eternal life of the Akhirat, that we have to work towards that life. That is the eternal life. So here too, as we go along, translation also will follow. ضيعت عمرك يا مغرور في غفل قم للتلافي فأنت اليوم في مهلي واستفرغ الدمع مما فات من زمن واندم بتوب على أيامك الأولي بادر إلى صالح الأعمال مجتهدا فالنجح في الجهد والحرمان في الكسل كن لا محالة في الدنيا كمغترب على رحيل دنا أو عابر السبل. اے فریب خوردہ، تو نے غفلت میں اپنی عمر برباد کر دی. اٹھ کو تلافی کر کہ آج بھی تجھے مہلت نصیب ہے. او deceived person, you have wasted your life in negligence. Stand up, make amends, for today you have still been given respite. جو وقت ہاتھ سے نکل گیا اس پر آنسو بہا، اور اپنی گزشتہ زندگی پر شرما کر توبہ کر. Shed tears for the time you have lost, and by repenting, be ashamed over your past life. کمر ہمت باندھ کر اعمال صالحہ کی جانب سبقت کر، کیونکہ محنت میں کامیابی ہے اور کسل مندی کا انجام محرومی ہے. Advance towards good deeds by striving, because in striving there is success and in laziness there is deprivation. دنیا میں ایسا رہ گویا تو سفر کے لئے پا برکاب ہے، بلکہ راستے سے گزر رہا ہے. Live in the world as if you are a traveler on a journey, or rather like a wayfarer.
دار الخلود مقاما دار آخرة إن الإقامة في الدنيا إلى أجلي وكل من حل في الدنيا فمرتحل يوما لمنزله في إثر مرتحلي هل اعتبرت فكم حل هل اعتبرت فكم حلوا وكم رحلوا وإنما الناس في حل ومرتحل إذا تجحم أمر لا مرد له لم يغن عنك اقتناد المال والحول يقوم عنك الأطباء والصديق إذا وقد طووا صحف التدبير والحيل.
ہمیشہ کی اقامت گاہ تو صرف آخرت ہے، دنیا میں قیام تو صرف میعاد مقرر تک ہے. The everlasting residence is only of the آخرہ. Living in this world is only until an appointed time. دنیا میں جتنے لوگ آئے انہیں یکی بات دیگر اپنے منزل کی طرف کوچ کرنا ہوا. Whoever has come into this world has to journey one day towards his abode in the آخرت, one after the other. یہاں کتنے آدمی آئے اور کتنے چلے گئے مگر تجھ کو کچھ بھی عبرت نہ ہوئی، اور یہاں تو جو بھی آیا کچھ کرنے کو آیا ہے. Have you ever taken heed as to how many people have arrived and departed from this world? And whoever has arrived here has come to depart from here. جب تجھے وہ حادثہ موت کا پیش آئے گا جس کو کوئی ٹال نہیں سکتا، تو مال و دولت اور حشم خدم تجھے کچھ بھی کام نہ آئیں گے. when that inevitable calamity of death will occur, then richness and wealth, attendants and servants will be of no help to you. Us waqt hakim doctor aur dost ahbab tujhe bachane ki sari tadbeerein khatam karke tere paas se uth khade ho jayenge. At that time the doctors and friends will, after trying all plans to save you, leave you in the lurch.
فيدرجونك في الأكفان منتزعا أنك الثياب من الأبراد والحلل ويودعونك تحت الأرض منفردا ويتركونك محجوبا من المقل وقائل منهم قد كان خير أب وقائل منهم قد كان خير ولي وقائل قد حباه الله مغفرة وقائل طاب في الدنيا من الرجل فبعد ذلك لا يدرون ما فقدوا وهمهم في اقتسام الإرث بالجدل.
تیرے جسم سے لباس فاخرہ اتار کر تجھے کفن کے چادروں میں لپیٹ دیں گے. After removing the fine clothing from your body, they will wrap you in the cloths of kafan. تجھے زمین کے تہ میں تنہا چھوڑ دیں گے اور نظروں سے اوجل کر دیں گے. They will leave you alone in the depth of the earth and they will conceal you from being seen. کوئی کہے گا بڑا اچھا باپ تھا, کوئی کہے گا بڑا اچھا دوست تھا. Some will say that he was a very good father. Others will say he was a very good friend. کوئی کہے گا اللہ مغفرت فرمائے, کوئی کہے گا دنیا میں بڑی اچھی زندگی گزار کر گیا. Some will say may Allah forgive him. Others will say he lived a very good life in this world. اور اس زبانی خرچ کے بعد انہیں یہ بھی خبر نہ ہوگی کہ کون یہاں سے چلا گیا, اس سے کہ ان کی ساری توجہ اس کے بعد میراث کے تقسیم بانٹنے میں لگی ہوگی. After saying all this lip service, they won't even know who departed from here. All the attention will be directed in fighting for the distribution of the estate.
وَبَعْضُهُمْ مَعَ بَعْضٍ فِي مُخَاصَمَةٍ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَبَيْنَ مَنْصُورٍ وَمُنْخَذَلِي وَيَأْخُذُونَ قَرِيبًا فِي مَعَايِشِهِ في معايشهم لا يذكرونك في خلو ومحتفلي يا أيها الغر لا تغررك صحبتهم خير المصاحب عندي صالح العمل فيما التغافل والأيام دائرة فيما التكاسل والأحوال في حولي يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على نبيك طه سيد الرسل.
وہ ایک دوسرے سے خصومت اور مقدمہ بازی کریں گے اور پھر کوئی جیت گیا کوئی ہار گیا. Because of the estate, they will argue and file lawsuits against one another. And thereafter some will emerge as winners and others as losers. اور پھر بہت جلد پیٹ کے دندے میں لگ جائیں گے, وہ تجھے خلوت اور جلوت میں کبھی یاد نہیں کریں گے. Then very swiftly they will engage themselves in the business of filling their bellies. They will not remember you in solitude nor in public.
ارے دھوکے میں پڑے ہوئے انسان, ان کی مصابحت سے دھوکہ نہ کھا. سب سے اچھا مصاحب نیک عمل ہے.
O deceived person, do not be deceived by the company of worldly people. The best of companions are your good deeds. دین گزر رہے آخر غفلت کیوں ہے, حالات بدل رہے پھر سستی اور کسل مندی کیسی. Why then this negligence when the days are passing by? Why then this laziness when the conditions are changing? اے اللہ ہمیشہ ہمیشہ صلاۃ السلام نازل فرما اپنے نبی طہٰ سید المرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پر. او اللہ send perpetual salah and salam upon your Nabi Taha, the leader of all the messengers. There was a request yesterday, Shahid al-Qudrat of the Mufti Sabs. They said if we get an extra night to read that poem again. And before that, just briefly, this one also depicting death. So yet we will make the translation as we go along.
Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. جہاں میں ہے عبرت کہ ہر سو نمونے مگر تجھ کو اندھا کیا رنگ بھو نے کبھی غور سے بھی یہ دیکھا ہے تو نے جو معمور تھے وہ محل اب ہے سونے.
The poet says this world is not a place of attachment. It is a place of taking lessons and not a showground. In this world there are 100 exemplary lessons, but color and smell has rendered you blind. Have you ever looked carefully that an inhabited place has now become desolate?
Zami ke huwe log پیوند کیا کیا ملوک و حضور و خداوند کیا کیا دکھائے گا تو زور تا چند کیا کیا اجل نے پچھارے تنو مند کیا کیا. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai.
Look how the people were attached to the earth. How many kings, governments and lords showed their authority, but only for a few days. How many a robust man did not death subdue? Therefore the world is not a place of attachment. It is a place of lessons and not a showground.
Yahan har khushi hai mubaddal basad gham, jahan shaadiyan thi wahi ab hai matam, ye sab har taraf in qilabat alam, تیری ذات ہی میں تغیر ہے ہر دم. جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے, یہ عبرت کی جا ہے, تماشا نہیں ہے.
In this world every happiness is transformed into 100 worries. Yeah, places of weddings are turned into places of mourning. These are changes of the universe from all directions. In fact, there is a change in yourself at every breath that you take. The world is not a place of attachment. It is a place of lessons and not a showground.
Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne phir tujho کو مجنوں بنایا, بڑھاپے نے پھر آ کے کیا کیا ستایا, اجل تیرا کر دے گی بالکل صفایا. جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے, یہ عبرت کی جا ہے, تماشا نہیں ہے.
Initially, childhood blossomed and delighted you for several years. Thereafter, youth made you insane. Then how did old age harass you? Death will finally annihilate you. This world is not a place of attachment. It is a place of taking lessons and not a showground.
Yahi tujhko dun hai, raho sab se bala, ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala, jiya karta hai kiya, yun hi marne wala, tujhe husn zahir ne dhoke mein dala. Jaga jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jaah hai, tamasha nahi hai.
Can it be a place of pleasure and luxury when death is staring and waiting for you at every moment? Now emerge from your ignorance and change your lifestyle immediately. The world is not a place of attachment. It is a place of taking lessons. It is not a showground.
Ye dunya ye fani hai mahbooba tujhko huwi wah kya cheez marghooba tujhko nahi aqal itni bhi majzooba tujhko samajh lena ab cha hiye khoob tujhko jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai ye ibrat ki ja hai tamasha nahi hai.
You love this transient world. Which amazing thing has made you desirous of this world? O Madzub, don't you possess sufficient intelligence? Now you should understand this matter well, understand the reality of this world and the akhirat, that this world is not a place of attachment. It is a place of taking lessons and not a showground. Allah give us all the tawfiq of realizing the reality of this world, making preparation, inshallah, for the akhirat.
This poetry was Mufti Sahib. Now, quickly again, we go through it as I mentioned. In this poem, Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi wishes to draw attention to the fact that we should ponder over the creation of Allah, and seeing the beauty and the qudrat of the creation, we should then gain recognition of the beauty and the qudrat, the power of the Creator Himself, which is Allah Ta'ala. When we get recognition of the Creator, it becomes very easy for us to realize the insignificance of this world and the importance of the akhirat.
Quran ke siparo mein, ehsan ke isharo mein, iman ke sunwaro mein, masoom piyaro mein, maine tumhe dekha hai. Maine tumhe dekha hai Siddiq ki shafqat mein Farooq ki satwat mein Uthman ki iffat mein Karrar ki haibat mein Maine tumhe dekha hai Maine tumhe dekha hai Ahmad ki riwayat mein Malik ki dirayat mein Sufyan ki saqahat mein Nu'ma ki faqahat mein Maine tumhe dekha hai Maine tumhe dekha hai Khurshid ke taaron mein راتوں کے ستاروں میں آنکھوں کے خماروں میں یاروں کے نظاروں میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے گلزار میں خاروں میں کوہسار میں غاروں میں گنبد میں میناروں میں خلوت میں ہزاروں میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے قاری کی تلاوت میں قاضی کی عدالت میں مفتی کی دیانت میں غازی کی شہادت میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے خالد کی شجاعت میں حاتم کی سخاوت میں صحبہ کی بلاغت میں مجنو کی نقاہت میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے محفل کے چراغوں میں انگور کے باغوں میں سرشار دماغوں میں ہل قلب کے داغوں میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے گنگوہ کے رہبر میں اجمیر کے دلبر میں سر ہند کے سرور میں کشمیر کے انور میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے سلمہ میں فزاری میں عروہ میں غفاری میں مسلم میں بخاری میں سالم میں بہاری میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے بچپن میں جوانی میں شاہی میں شبانی میں آزاد بیانی میں پابند زبانی میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے تسبیح کے دانوں میں ترجیل کے شانوں میں سجدے کے نشانوں میں خاموش فسانوں میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے روزوں میں نمازوں میں عیدوں میں جنازوں میں ریلوں میں جہازوں میں نازوں میں نیازوں میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے ذاکر میں مراقب میں زائر میں مصاحب میں ناظر میں محاسب میں غافر میں معاقب میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے
اللہ grant us also his recognition and grant us his proximity, his closeness, and make us ready for the day when he comes to leave this world and join our Creator. May Allah give us the tawfiq for preparing for that day, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأنزل المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على سيدنا محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وارحم سيدنا محمد وآل سيدنا محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وترحم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما ترحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل كما باركت. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما ترحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما تحننت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما سلمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وارحم سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام محمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخواني من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما بارك على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما جعلتها على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما بارك على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله وصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات صلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات صلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله تحيات لله وصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار نسأل الله الجنة ونعوذ بالله من النار التحيات لله زاكيات لله الطيبات وصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء تحيات طيبات صلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين الصالحين العالمين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني اللهم اغفر لنا واهدنا التحيات الطيبات والصلوات الملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله تحيات الله صلوات الله زاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات زاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات زاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله
Brothers, we are indeed very, very fortunate. Allah has given us a bonus night, one extra night, one extra day, in order for us to turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot thank Allah ta'ala enough for this extra day, for this respite. So let us not waste our time, spend our time in ibadat, inshallah. And tomorrow night, obviously, we don't have to look for the crescent now. 30 days will pass. Definitely, it will be the eve of Eid. It comes in the hadith, the night of Eid also should be spent in ibadat. If not the entire night, some portion of the night. Our behavior is such that when Eid takes place, even from the night of Eid, we behave as if we are like birds set free from a cage, as if we can do what we want to, and we run amok. Whereas that also is a night of ibadat. So let us spend tomorrow night also in ibadat, whatever little portion we can. In one hadith, it's mentioned to this effect, that the person who keeps the two nights of the two Eids alive, Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, that he stays for a little while awake in ibadat, spends it in ibadat, then his heart will not die on that day when other hearts will die. Referring to the day of Qiyamah. Dying means his heart will not become despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that day when other people will be despondent, this person will have full whole hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tomorrow night too, we should utilize fruitfully for ibadat, engaging in worship, so that we do not behave like Western society on their festivals. They feel they are free as birds, do what they want to. Our Eid is a celebration in the sense that we are thanking Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala gave us energy and strength to live through the month of Ramadan, to fast in the month of Ramadan. That is our celebration, expression of joy and happiness at this fact. That is why the greeting on Eid day when we meet one another, instead of Eid Mubarak, the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in used to say, تَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَّا وَمِنْكَ. May Allah ta'ala accept the rozas ibadat from us too, and from you too. So this is a celebration of this nature. They're thanking Allah ta'ala for having given us the strength to have kept our rozas, to have stood in Taraweeh, for having spent the month of Ramadan in Ibadat. Allah keep us well and alive, inshallah, to see many more months of Ramadan, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, salatu wassalamu ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wal-mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الفقر وقنا عذاب الدين وحشرنا يوم القيامة مع القيامة مع المتقين مع الأبرار ربنا ولمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين رب اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا حلالا طيبا وعملا متقبلا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم أجرنا من النار يا مجير يا مجير يا مجير. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا حلالا طيبا وعملا متقبلا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما أسألك من نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك من نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحابه أجمعين، بفضل سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.